It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. Many El Paso residents want Texas to take the politics out of redistricting. KERA's Mallory Falk attended a public hearing on Friday.
Many speakers, like El Paso County Attorney Joanne Bernal, came to tell lawmakers that Texas should form an independent redistricting commission.
The use of partisan data to draw maps so that representatives pick their voters instead of voters picking their representatives, I think is really a strong detriment to the integrity of our system.
The last time state lawmakers redrew political boundaries, a lower court found the maps intentionally discriminated against racial minorities, but the Supreme Court reversed those findings. The redistricting committee will hold more hearings across Texas ahead of the 2020 census. I'm Mallory Falk in El Paso.
Recently, Congress approved 12 weeks of parental leave for federal employees, and New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham did the same for state employees under the purview of the governor's office. Now others are pointing out the need for parental leave, including Las Cruces Public Schools educator Wendy Graham, who shared her story at last week's school board meeting.
The motto of Las Cruces Public Schools used to be where kids come first. Not long ago, it got an upgrade, and LCPS now advertises the tagline, going above and beyond for every student every day. Both of these mottos possess a feel-good ring, but for these words to come true, the district must first be willing to do as much for its teachers. Specifically, I am here to talk about paid maternity leave. Our governor recently signed an executive order to provide 12 weeks of paid parental leave for all state employees under the governor's jurisdiction. She encouraged government agencies not under her purview to do the same. That includes Las Cruces Public Schools. Moreover, if LCPS has a desire to attract quality teachers capable of going above and beyond for students, then LCPS needs to improve employee benefits in the area of paid maternity leave. More and more private sector and public sector jobs are offering paid maternity leave. This is an irreversible direction, as it should be, as more organizations recognize that they need to take better care of their female employees, especially in the field of education, a profession heavily run by females. Furthermore, are the babies of LCPS employees not future students of Las Cruces Public Schools? Newborns need time to bond with their mothers, and mothers need time to establish breastfeeding if that's what they choose. By providing paid leave for mothers, LCPS would be putting its teachers and their children first, enabling teachers to go above and beyond for their students. Now, some might say that a short-term disability policy, when purchased prior to pregnancy, will help to offset the cost of unpaid leave, and this is somewhat true. But there are flaws with deeming a short-term disability policy as a solution. One, the most it will pay is 60% of 5 weeks' salary. Two, it comes with the implication that bringing a child into the world is on par with having a disease or other debilitating ailment. It fails to recognize that pregnancy and childbirth deserve their own category of paid leave. Having a child should not be relegated to the same category as getting into a car accident or sustaining crush injuries while out rock climbing. Childbirth should be seen in its own right, the beginning of a period of time where mother and baby do best when permitted to have time together. This benefits the entire community. Additionally, there have been some problems with communication and Las Cruces Public Schools contracted disability insurance companies. When I first signed up for short-term disability several years ago, I was told that I could sign up for at most 60% of 5 weeks' salary and that HR would verify my salary, and this is what I did. I have since learned that the policy was for a fixed amount and is still based on my salary from when I first started teaching. I was told I'd have 5 minutes. Okay, I keep going. Okay. I have sat down with open enrollment every fall, previously with American Fidelity, and this last time with Aflac. Because everyone dropped the ball each year in communicating with me, I will be getting about $1,200 less than 60% of 5 weeks of my current salary. When trying to address the problem, LCPS and Aflac blame American Fidelity, and American Fidelity blamed LCPS. So everyone passed the buck on to someone else, but my family and I are still going to be short $1,200. What's more, if the district took care of its employees directly, my aforementioned plight would be rendered moot. Las Cruces Public Schools ought to take ownership of the welfare of its employees. This includes providing paid maternity leave. I beg you to enable teachers who are mothers to take care of their families so they can better take care of everyone else's.
A number of local entities in New Mexico recently adopted parental leave policies. In 2019, the city of Albuquerque adopted a policy offering 12 weeks of paid parental leave for city employees. And the University of New Mexico approved a policy that offers up to 4 weeks of paid parental leave for workers there.